Our reality check today with our partners at Honolulu Civil Bee. They feature a story about the Council of Revenues now forecasting no growth. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning.
So, yeah, we had a big meeting yesterday with the Council of Revenues, and they have said, not so good.
Yes, that's right. Well, as we heard in the previous segment, the economy is expected to take a big hit because of the coronavirus, and this means a hit to tax revenues, and we're looking at something like a $3 million hit when you factor in what they were, the growth they were expecting, including about $22 million less for the rest of this fiscal year. The fiscal year ends July 1st, and then we head into the 2021 fiscal year. This is less money to pay for all the services that the state provides.
And I know that this morning was the first meeting of the special committee of the task force that House Speaker Scott Zeike called into action. So we'll have to see what comes out from that.
Yes, we will. I mean, it's a really tough time right now for the legislature, the money committee people who are dealing with the budget and the leadership. You know, as we know, there's been a big push to create some programs to really help people. $70 million for working families, to people really on the cusp here who are struggling to get by, $200 million for affordable housing. Now, as far as that goes, my colleague Blaise Lovell spoke to Senator Donovan De La Cruz, who's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and Senator De La Cruz said, you know, now more than ever, we need to make sure that people really on the cusp can get the help they need. So that suggests that he's committed to this $70 million in benefits and tax benefits for working families. The question is, where does that money come from? And it's a tough job.
Right. You know, we've got to balance the budget. But as Paul Brubaker said, you know, the House leadership and Senate, you know, the leadership teams from both houses, you know, saying we need to pivot.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It'll be really interesting to see. It looks like this is going to be here for a while, for a year or so, before we start to see things turn around just in terms of the whole fiscal changes. Small businesses are seeing it. We went around, we talked to people. It's starting to trickle through the economy. And again, the big picture is a very big blow. The University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization, economists predicting, as you reported, something like a $1.7 billion drop in tourism revenues this year compared to last year.
Yeah, and we do worry about the small businesses.
Yeah, it's tough. We talked to some. I talked to the people at the T-shirt shop that caters to Japanese tourists in Waikiki.
Oh, yes, 88Ts. Yes, we know it well.
And I asked the owner, had she seen a drop? She said, yeah, definitely. It's hard to quantify. There were some tourists in there when I was there, so that's good. But it's just a concern for businesses throughout the community.
Yeah, I did check in with the Waikiki Improvement Association, and they were saying, yeah, you know, the crowds have thinned a bit.
Yeah, it's very hard to see. There's still a lot of people. That's what's hard. You know, we still see a lot of people down there, but just statistically, there are fewer people and fewer people spending money.
And we did hear early on how Chinatown was taking a hit as well, just because of people's fears.
Yeah, I spoke to some people down there. One of the interesting things was along Hotel Street, where we have a lot of new restaurants and bars, some of the trendier places, one of the manager of the pizza place along there said that they haven't seen it yet, and it might be a function of the clientele. Maybe a lot of local people who still want to go out to eat and do things are doing it. Maybe those aren't as geared as much toward tourists. He said they were preparing. Of course, they're taking precautions, as everybody is, washing their hands even more, wiping down doorknobs and everything. But they haven't had to cut back on staffing or hours yet, according to him.
Right, and I know, I think the Department of Transportation is holding some kind of a news conference this afternoon talking about how they're stepping up their sanitation at the airport, providing more hand sanitizers in key places. So lots of, I guess, reassuring signs or signs that different groups are trying to reassure people that it's okay to travel.
Yes, well, again, we'll see. I think we need to prepare for some changes here.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll hold my hand if you hold my I'll hold yours if you hold mine, right? Okay.
That sounds like a deal.
Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.